action and give me a beat. Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. This morning you're going to hear from Trista Haltling about the Columbia County Climate Carnival this weekend. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the WGXC local news, which is next. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network. On waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
You can find all about the Hudson-based circus, the Bindlesif Family Circus, on the WGXC community calendar. They're hosting the Bindlesif Circus's Summer of Joy 2022 in Hudson with five different programs for youth ages 6 through young adults, including circus art intensives for youth and participation in the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival Parade. Also work on costume design and fabrication. They host the Hudson Juggling Club at Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, and a restorative justice facilitation training with the Hudson Youth Center and the Restorative Center of Newburgh. These programs run from June 29th to August 24th. You can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alaysia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Chris Bragg reports for the Times Union that a group of state Senate legislative staffers announced last week that they are in the process of forming the New York State Legislative Workers United, or the NYSLWU. The staffers recently delivered a letter to Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins requesting support for their efforts to organize their Senate workplaces. Quote, at this stage, our intention is merely to make ourselves known so that we can contribute to organize in public without fear of retaliation, unquote, the group told Stuart Cousins. Quote, we look forward to embarking on this process with you and eventually sitting at a table to collectively bargain for a contract that recognizes the value and level of service we bring to the New York State Legislature, unquote. A Stuart Cousins spokesperson confirmed that the letter had been received and that it will be reviewed. The effort in the state Senate follows the successful unionization of the New York City Council staffers, U.S. congressional staffers, and legislative staffers in Massachusetts. It is unclear whether Senate leadership will voluntarily agree to recognize the union, though some members were supportive of the efforts. Quote, every worker deserves a union, and legislative staff work extraordinarily tough jobs without job security, unquote, tweeted Democratic State Senator Julie Salazar. Quote, I support the state Senate staff who are organizing, unquote. Legislative jobs do not carry the same civil service protections as many executive branch positions do. While the NYSLWU says Senate staffers are allowed to unionize under the state's Taylor Law, that was questioned last week by Ken Jiradin, a fellow at the fiscally conservative Empire Center for Public Policy. He said that unlike staffers in the executive branch, the 1967 law does not authorize legislative employees to collectively bargain. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Ryan Whalen reports for Spectrum that officials with New York's Office of Cannabis Management said July 14th that recreational cannabis sales will begin sometime this year. Also on July 14th, the Cannabis Control Board approved regulations and an application process for conditional retailers with two primary eligibility points. Office of Cannabis Management Executive Director Chris Alexander said, and I quote, the first is that they have been impacted by a marijuana-related conviction. That is, a conviction that occurred prior to the passage of the new cannabis law in New York. And the second is that they have experience owning and operating a small business, end quote. The office said it expects to initially approve 100 to 200 conditional cannabis retailers. New York legislators legalized cannabis in April 2021, with regulations needed in place before retail sales begin. Read more about this story at Spectrum.
Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County is moving forward with its eminent domain proceeding to expropriate land owned by Hunter Mountain Resort. The county says is needed for an infrastructure project in the village of Hunter. During the July 11th meeting of the Greene County Legislature's Public Works Committee, the committee unanimously approved a resolution that directs the County Highway Department superintendent to take the necessary steps to acquire the land needed to replace the culvert that carries County Route 83 over the Shanty Hollow Brook, as well as an adjacent pedestrian bridge. The resolution, which requires approval by the full legislature, directs the Highway Department to acquire the property by eminent domain if necessary, to address the structural deficiencies identified on the culvert. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said negotiating an agreement with Hunter Mountain for the right-of-way, quote, proved difficult due to corporate red tape, unquote. Hunter Mountain Resorts is owned by Vail Resorts Incorporated, located in Broomfield, Colorado, which operates 40 resorts in 15 states and three countries. Quote, Vail is such a big corporation that we actually can't just get anybody in Colorado to sign off on these easements, unquote, Groden said. Quote, it's just about corporate structure. If I was able to talk to the Hunter Mountain folks, I'd have no problem, but that's all controlled by Vail now. Because we can't get the corporate world to do anything, then we have to go through eminent domain, unquote. The project is supported by state and federal transportation funding and requires two permanent easements, one through roughly 2,750 square feet of land, and a second easement of more than 5,500 square feet along Shanty Hollow Brook. A county official said the infrastructure project will begin next year, if the county is able to seize the property. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Andrea Mago is reporting at Porcupine Soup that it has been almost a year since the new Baltimore service area on the New York State Thruway shut down for renovations, and it will be almost a year before it reopens. Jonathan Doherty, Deputy Director of Media Relations and Communications for the New York State Thruway Authority, said on July 14th, and I quote, right now, New Baltimore is on schedule to open in the first quarter of next year. That is subject to change, and we will be announcing an opening date closer to that time frame, end quote. Fuel is for sale, but restaurants and restrooms are closed at the New Baltimore Rest Stop. The Capital Region Welcome Center, opened in 2018 across from the New York-Baltimore service area, still has food, local produce, and merchandise for sale. New Baltimore service area first opened on April 3, 1957, and was renovated in 1992. The service area will include an Apple Green Market store, Starbucks drive-thru, Shake Shack, and Panera Bread restaurant when it reopens in 2023. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
And Mid-Hudson News is reporting that firefighters from Greene and Columbia counties battled a fire at the Catskill Country Club on Brooks Lane in Catskill on July 16th. Flames shot out of windows of one of the small buildings at the facility as firefighters went to work. The fire was brought under control in short order with extensive overhaul to follow. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports the New York Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos has issued a fire danger warning as dry conditions increased the risk of wildfires. Sagos said, and I quote, "The sunny summer weather is giving people ample opportunity to enjoy New York's outdoors, but it is also increasing the risk for fires. When building a campfire, please make sure to always keep an eye on it and pay attention to the wind. And when finished, make sure the fire is fully out and cold to the touch," end quote. Recently, the city of Kingston issued a drought alert, and the town of Williamstown, Massachusetts, issued a non-essential outdoor watering restriction. The watering of lawns, public parks, and recreational fields, gardens, flowers, and ornamental plants has been banned there until further notice. Right now, most of New York is at a moderate risk for fires, meaning that any outdoor fire can spread quickly, especially if the wind picks up. Citizens should take care with campfires or outdoor smoking. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report for Monday, July 18th. And we start off each day looking at the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The lowest price for a gallon of gasoline, according to the Gas Buddy website, is at the Sunoco in Tannersville. It's $4.69 a gallon. Then we take a look at what the prediction is for local air quality on Monday, July 18th, and it's 51, starting to head into the medium and bad range. So take care outside today because the local air isn't so breathable. Then the National Weather Service in Albany says that there are showers and thunderstorms possible, mainly before 2 p.m. on Monday. 80% chance of rain sometime during the day, with a high of 76 and a calm wind from the south, 5 to 8 miles per hour, spinning local windmills. Monday night, again, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight with a low around 66. South wind, 6 to 8 miles per hour, coming from the west. Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny, good for the local solar panels, with a high near 87 and a west wind, 7 to 11 miles per hour, spinning local windmills, with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour on Tuesday. Tuesday night, partly cloudy is the forecast, with a low around 67 and a west wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Then Wednesday should be sunny, with a high near 89 and a low around 71. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. On Monday, July 18th, tune in to all sorts of creative community radio voices on WGXC during our WGXC Summer Pledge Drive. You can make a donation at WGXC.org/donate And you can also hop on the Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m. with tracks from Salif Keita, Papa Wemba, and Kante Menfila, among others. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Threes program with music from Kamasi Washington, Polar Bear, Nina Simone, and others this week. At 2 p.m., the Vital Weekly Show features music from around the world just released, and we'll hear tracks this week from Nicholas Maloney, the Maca Karuna Quartet, and Dylan Ward, among others. 4 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Housatonic in Western Massachusetts with your host, Kieran Riley. At 8 p.m., The Spell is live from Acre with J.D. Eisman. And at 10 p.m., The Mosquito Show, with a variety show with stand-up comedy, music, and more, is live from Worthy Soundworks in Catskill with Nancy Giles and Carmen Borgia on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
One way you can help community radio station WGXC during our summer pledge drive. It's coming out to attend some of the events we have lined up for you. On Thursday, July 21st, the two Wavefarm artists in residence, Aaron Dillaway and Victoria Shen, perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Tune in or turn out Thursday, July 21st for this performance. You can buy merch there from the performers and merch from WGXC that benefits the community radio station. And Wave Farm in Acre will also be open to the public on Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th during Upstate Art Weekend, where several dozen local venues will be open to the public to tour for the see art and hear art, and Wave Farm is one of them. You can come out and purchase a hat or a hoodie or a T-shirt or a mug or get a bumper sticker for WGXC and enjoy performances from Wavefarm artists in residence Aaron Dillaway and Victoria Chen in the afternoon on Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th. Tune in or turn out these performances and help WGXC during our summer pledge drive at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Thank you.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, July 18th. We are 54.5% of the way through the year. That's right, the days are getting shorter. 68 days left until autumn. Soil has reached 71 degrees. That may slow some freshly sown crops just a bit, but they are still in great territory as long as they are well watered, because conditions are dry ahead of the expected day-long storm activity. Rain will peak around 11 a.m., but the storm action steps up a bit and continues all afternoon long. We will see a high temperature of only 78 degrees at 4 p.m. Expect some isolated areas of intense rain. Overnight, rain ends around midnight and we will see a low of 68 degrees. It will be humid, so the ACs probably won't be turning off. Tuesday, we dry out again and we get a high of 90 degrees with heat warnings expected to be issued. Hydrate and don't overdo it. Muggy 68 degrees overnight takes us into a clear and dry Wednesday with a high of 93 and more heat warnings. Thursday, storm activity returns and temperatures are expected to stay just under the 90s. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:31 a.m., high tide at 7:29 a.m., low tide again at 2:03 p.m., and high tide once again at 8:10 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 77 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:14 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be 5:32 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming slow mover coronal mass ejection due to spark G1 class magnetic storms on Wednesday. Solar wind speed is currently 347 kilometers per second at 1.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 166. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alexander Adam of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the Better Weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to wgxc.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
A radio network, an empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
One purpose only, to point out and make public the dishonesty, now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Hello.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's clear
that what was shown on the video was the exact opposite of the information that I was given on the day that I went out and explained what happened.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott withdrew comments he'd made at the time of the Uvalde school shooting, saying he had been misled. A report by state lawmakers found systemic failures and egregious poor decision-making by multiple agencies meant hundreds of police waited as much as an hour, while a gunman inside Robb Elementary fired more than 100 rounds. The sentencing trial starts today for the gunman who killed 17 in the 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Nicholas Cruz, 23, admitted guilt and could face life in prison or the death penalty. Steve Bannon, former advisor to former President Donald Trump, is to go on trial for contempt of Congress today. He's accused of failing to testify about the January 6th insurrection. In Saudi Arabia Saturday, President Joe Biden spoke to the Gulf Cooperation Council about working with allies in the region.
As the world grows more competitive and the challenges we face more complex, it is only becoming clear to me that how closely interwoven America's interests are with the successes of the Middle East.
The president called out China, Russia, and Iran as destabilizing. Separately, Biden says he raised the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. U.S. intelligence says MBS likely ordered the killing. Middle East Institute senior fellow Brian Katulis says the White House needs strong relations with the Saudis and the Gulf states.
That address energy security, that address regional security, that address food security at a time when there's a lot of turmoil geopolitically.
White House Energy Security Advisor Amos Hochstein says he expects gas prices in the U.S. to fall to $4 a gallon, which is good given Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine.
This is the fastest decline rate that we've seen against a major increase of oil prices during a war in Europe, where one of the parties in the war is the third largest producer in the world.
It's been more than three decades since the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Disability rights activist Judy Heumann remarked on what the anniversary means for folks living with disabilities and their families.
Our moving forward as a disability community, being granted civil rights like other constituents in the United States, not only was a powerful message here, but a powerful message around the world.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Did you hear that?
No.
We are in the midst of the WGXC Silent Summer Pledge Drive. We're trying to keep it mostly off air and online to keep your listening experience improved. We do want to thank Pat in Catskill for going to wgxc.org/donate and pledging support. We also want to thank an anonymous listener in New Paltz for going to wgxc.org/donate for pledging their support. And an anonymous Hudson listener for going to wgxc.org/donate and becoming a sustaining supporter. That is what we're hoping for. If you can become a sustaining supporter, you can help out the and step up for the folks who don't have the means to do so. Maybe if you do, if you can spare 17 cents a day or $5 a month to become a WGXC sustaining supporter, that helps the station staff plan out budgets where they know funds are coming in rather than
hoping for magic to happen. We're hoping the magic happens from you and you being supporting part of your community, part of the community that supports all parts of the community. Anybody can have their say when they have a pressing issue in their life. You can come on and talk about the GoFundMe page you've had to set up because life has thrown you so many curveballs that you're black and blue. Is that metaphor correct? I guess if you're getting hit by those curveballs because they're unexpected pain. So if you have the means to help your community, this is one great way because it helps all different parts of the community. We have all sorts of nonprofit organizations come on the air and talk about what they're doing or about the event or the fundraiser they're having for this cause or for that cause. We have all kinds of local political officials come on and tell you about their views so you can make a decision come election time, part of our democracy efforts here. We have all kinds of young people talking about issues that are important to them so you can hear what they have to say. And we have senior citizens who also need a hearing. Everyone in between also needs to be heard. And that's all WGXC is all about, is giving lots of different people voices, lots of different points of view. You want to think about the point of view of the majority populations. Well, those are the animals here, and so we're giving them a listen right now. You can hear man's impact on those animals right now. And you might never quite be sure what you're going to hear next on WGXC because it's a community-run, community-done organization where someone else is going to be on in the next hour talking about something else. And the one thing about WGXC is you're not going to like everything. There's going to be a show that is not going to be your favorite. Because we have all kinds of different things on, and we can't possibly please everyone with, you know, you might really like the church show on Sunday mornings, you might really not like it. You might really like the death metal show on some Saturday nights, and you might really not like it. You might really like the jazz show on Sunday mornings, or the jazz that's played on other parts of the station, or you might not like that. But that's okay, and it's still a reason to donate to WGXC because you're donating for a platform, for a soapbox, for a place to stand and have your say. You're not really voting because the Battlefield Earth show is your favorite program of all time. That may be one of the reasons, but you also get to hear things you didn't expect you wanted to hear. Because something's going to happen next hour or the hour after that on this station, and it's going to be unexpected and unscripted and unsupervised. And we hope you realize that's what you're donating to, is a soapbox, a platform, a framework for folks to have their say and to show off the sounds that they enjoy, the songs that they forgot about, or that you remembered that you hadn't heard in a long, long time. And that might be something brand new that just came out. Or it might be something from over 100 years ago. You don't know what you might hear next on the station. Young people talking about the books they've been reading, or playing their favorite new songs. Or someone talking about the history of Copaic. Please consider going to wgxc.org/donate and becoming a sustaining supporter. Just 17 cents a day, just $5 a month, and you chip in a little bit, everybody chips in a little bit, and then we have a community radio station where people can have their say. So consider, do what you can, make a one-time donation, buy a t-shirt, buy a coffee mug, buy a bumper sticker or a bandana. Do what you can at WGXC.org/donate. Now through July 28th, our summer pledge drive, WGXC.org/donate. You can make a difference in your community. Please do today. Thank you.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when the final recording sessions of the Robert Hohner Percussion Ensemble finally see the light of day. Plus the explosive orchestra sounds of the Dorf Sound Collective and Kamasi Washington. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
A new law in New York State is expected to keep for-profit lenders from taking advantage of immigrants in detention facilities. Some people in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, can post bail and be released until their court hearing. The Stop Immigrant Bond Abuse Act, or SIMBA, regulates so-called predatory lenders making high-interest loans for these immigration bonds. Prior to the new law, the detainee might sign a contract without a clear understanding of the fine print. Mustafa Jumali, immigration policy manager for the Envision Freedom Fund, describe some of the new protections.
It would prohibit private companies from using electronic shackles. It would cap fees and cap interest rates on immigration bonds and ensure immigrants are not misled by for-profit immigration bond companies.
Other SIMBA protections include providing clear contracts in a language the person can understand. Though many felt this was common sense legislation, its critics warned that it could limit access to loans for people who need them. Jumali says the law won't end for-profit lending. Rather, it provides a safeguard for immigrants. Until now, there hasn't been a cap in New York for how high these bonds could be. Jumali has seen some bonds set as high as $200,000, when the average ranges from $7,500 to $15,000. While Jumali would like to see action on the immigration bond issue at the federal level, he thinks change will start with the states.
What we hope is that other immigrant rights organizations and civil rights organizations throughout the United States will use this bill as a model to pass in their legislatures. I think that's one of the more effective ways to help regulate this kind of wild, wild west industry.
One immigrant bond company, Libre by Nexus, is being sued by the New York and Virginia Attorneys General and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The company is accused of preying on immigrants in detention centers to get these loans, only to have them pay exorbitant fees and interest rates and be threatened with deportation if they don't make timely payments. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. It's baseball's All-Star Week, and a new study suggests that you might want to get out to your local ballpark or basketball arena to exercise your freedom to vote. The Civic Responsibility Project commissioned a study by a panel of experts during the 2020 election and found that sports stadiums make an excellent voting venue. In fact, 48 Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, MLS, and NFL sports stadiums and arenas were used for voting in 2020. But the value of sports facilities goes beyond social distancing. The study found that stadiums are often located in densely populated metropolitan areas, accessible by mass transit. The facilities are capable of moving people in and out, are handicapped accessible, have adequate bathrooms and parking, and are in general easy to get to. Staff at the stadiums are used to the logistics for games, concerts, and other large events. After decades of not being out front on social justice issues, many pro sports franchises are now looking for opportunities to be better corporate citizens. Providing valuable support for voting and civic engagement in their communities is an excellent way to do that. Voters like it, too. The Civic Responsibility Project found that 2020 voters came from a wide range of political, racial, and cultural backgrounds, and stadium voting didn't benefit any particular group of voters. Seems like stadium voting is, well, a home run. A link to the study is at our website, AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
We're speaking with Yvette Janine Jackson about her new installation at Wave Farm. In the woods at Wave Farm, you want to tell us what is it called?
It's called Underground Codes, and it's a companion piece to Destination Freedom. So together, they make up one composite installation.
And tell listeners what Destination Freedom is, or was, or still is.
Yeah. So Destination Freedom started as an electroacoustic composition that was initially for, I think, 8 channels, which was presented at Audiorama in Stockholm around 2017. And since then, there's been different iterations of it. But it's basically an expansion of an earlier piece called Swan, which is told in 3 scenes. So the first scene, the listeners are placed in the hold of a cargo ship that's transporting Africans to the Americas. The second scene is kind of this disorienting transit. And then the third scene is this cathartic release into space. And so that was the original piece, and Underground Codes responds to that piece. But it's also very site-specific and informed by my trip to Wave Farm in March of 2022.
And so how is it site-specific? What do listeners or viewers see and hear as they approach it?
Sure. Well, when I was initially thinking about this idea, I think I had Galen Joseph Hunter and I had spoken around 2020 about this idea of an installation. And so an album version of Destination Freedom had just come out, and it at the time made sense to kind of do a response to this as an installation. And so when I came here to visit, over a year after starting this project, things that stood out to me were just kind of thinking about what it would be like to experience a sound installation, in the middle of the woods. A lot of my pieces have been composed for concert halls or theaters where the audience is surrounded by multiple speakers. But what does it mean to have, these 2 white cowls that are emerging from the ground and emitting sounds?
And a cowl is a thing that you would see on a ship?
Yeah, it's kind of like a giant horn, in this case, emerging from the earth. And each cowl, so there's one cowl that has Destination Freedom and the other that has Underground Codes. And together, these soundscapes are overlapping and kind of interacting. And there are these moments that kind of seem like a call and response between them. And then also, I think it's unique, or not necessarily unique, but part of the experience is hearing it with the birds and the... There's, moments where, outside, external to the soundscape, the trees are blowing in the wind, or, you get the creaks of the trees. But there's also, like, creaks from trees inside of the soundscape as well.
And you approach it, and you see, like, these ship parts, and it's... partially from Destination Freedom with on a ship, but here it's not on a ship, but use the word underground, which is also tied into the long historical journey of those Africans on those ships.
Yeah, so for part of the title, Underground Codes, and Codes is parenthetical, for me as a composer, I usually... prepare each piece with a series of storyboards. So for Destination Freedom, I mentioned those 3 scenes, but for Underground Codes, I was thinking of the first scene, like literally underground, then above ground, and then, transmitting to the stars. So really it is kind of a message from the earth to the skies. I've already had some questions about the meaning of Underground Codes, and my installations and compositions, usually I'm not really interested in telling someone what the meaning is, but I do think that people bring to each piece their own experiences and, pre-existing knowledge to make meaning of it. And I think in the context of the woods, as soon as you begin hiking up the trail towards the location of the cowls, it begins to make sense, and each person will have a different meaning from that.
Yeah, to me, my individual, like walking up the hill, you kind of are looking underground in a way, like you're facing straight into the incline, which is under, which, you know, points you under the ground.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and so, I like the idea of these sounds. Basically, there's a, I'm going to call it a poem. You can maybe put that in quotation, air quotes. There's a poem that accompanies the piece on the signage there. But I'll kind of paraphrase it, which is essentially what the poem is saying is that the earth, or the earth planet, as I call it, you know, holds the truth. Because, I mean, there's also, you know, especially in the past 2 years, but throughout history, have been just kind of different interpretations of what is true and what has happened. And so part of the piece is this idea of the earth is the archivist of the truth and is emitting it through these sounds. And it was also partially, you know, I mentioned my site visit in March being part of informing this piece, but also spending time in the library here. There's a book on the history of Greene County, and so just thinking about what has been documented from this area and how we record history and how that changes.
And history, of course, is everything underground is history. It's like a record of the long history of the earth.
Exactly. I mean, humans may argue over, you know, what is true and what happened and how it happened, but I think, you know, the earth holds those records.
I wanted to ask about one more thing that you mentioned before that sounded fascinating to me, was that when you do audio pieces, you storyboard them? So you really visualize the sounds that you're composing.
Yes. I mean, my storyboards aren't that I wouldn't hang them. Well, maybe I would hang them in a museum or gallery, but the storyboards are mostly meant to guide me, since I'm working with a variety of source materials. So I use field recordings, and, you know, there's synthesis, both analog and digital, and, you know, Foley and, you know, sampled excerpts of various ensembles that I have. And so to help me organize, since I'm not using, you know, necessarily rooted in traditional musical structures, I use the storyboard just to help guide the emotional contour. But it's really, you know, not as important for the listener to know this, but just to help me make whatever I'm working with seem coherent in some way.
And I guess really all compositions, or most compositions, are kind of storyboarded, but on, like, with notes. But are you storyboarding with symbols or with ideas or
A combination of images. I'm really into triptychs, so, you know, I usually have three panels. I mean, you can think of it as beginning, middle, end, act one, act two, act three. You know, exposition, development, recapitulation, whatever language you want to use, and sometimes I think in those ways simultaneously. As I'm developing things. But at the same time, I also, while editing or while composing, may let go of those ideas and just let my ear guide whatever's happening.
And so this piece has started as a composition. It was released as an album. Does it have and now it's an installation out in the woods. Does it have other lives?
Well, so far Well, Destination Freedom exists in many forms. So there's an album that was produced by the Friedman Gallery that's available on Bandcamp and as vinyl. There are concert presentations, which can range, depending on the venue, from a stereo to 8-channel is the ideal presentation to I did a variation of it for 138 speakers for the Cube at Virginia Tech a couple of years ago. I think that was 2018. And then Underground Codes, this is the first iteration of it. And I've been thinking about how the soundscape, how it feels, how it has meaning on its own, but also what it means in the context of experiencing it alongside Destination Freedom and the birds and the winds and everything. And, you know, even the people listening who, by the time you hike up, you may or may not be out of breath. Like, that's all a part of it.
All right. Is there anything else you want to tell listeners or potential viewers about Underground Codes and Destination Freedom?
I'm always open. You know, you can reach me through my website, which is YvetteJackson.com. I'm always curious to hear what people, you know, think and feel when experiencing these pieces.
All right. Thank you very much for talking about this today.
All right. Thank you.
Next, let's listen to Yvette Janine Jackson's Underground Codes, the new installation in the woods at Wave Farm.